Squadcast, the Tag Digital podcast.
Check the mic and make sure it sound right, boys.
Hello and welcome back to the Tag Digital Squadcast, where I'm joined today by Charlotte, Senior Paid Social Manager.
Hello.
And Adam, Paid Media Manager.
Hello.
So today we're going to talk about the latest innovations across Google and social. But before we start that, we're going to do some quick fire questions. So the first one is for Adam. Would you rather always be hot or always be cold?
Oh, I'd say always be cold, because I feel like you can always put on a blanket or a hoodie. Like, I like getting cozy, whereas if you're too hot, cooling down, it's not as fun.
Fair. You, Charlotte?
Yeah, I'd have to agree. Even though a hot holiday is my favourite, I think heating up when you're cold is easier.
Yeah. Okay, and secondly, Charlotte, would you rather lose your purse or lose your mobile?
Do both quite frequently, so I'd say lose my purse.
And Adam?
Yeah, I'd say lose my wallet. I don't have a purse.
But the bank and stuff's on your phone anyway.
Exactly, because then how are you going to tell the bank?
Exactly. God. And then finally, Adam, would you rather be able to travel into the future or travel back in time?
Probably back in time. I don't know. I feel like it'd be interesting. If I can go back further than when I was born, yeah, I think that'd be interesting. In fact, just looking back earlier in my life, probably not. It wouldn't be as interesting, but yeah, back in time.
You, Charlotte?
I think into the future. I think the future looks very exciting for us. So yeah, no. Don't dwell on the past.
Definitely.
Squadcast. The Tag Digital Podcast.
Okay, so today's podcast is all about the latest innovations and what we're doing at Tag to keep ahead of all the innovations. So firstly, what would you say innovation meant to you?
So kind of in prep for the podcast, I thought I would look up like quotes about innovation, kind of what do you define innovation as. I found one I quite liked. It's from like an economist called Theodore Levitt, and it says, creativity is thinking up new things, innovation is doing new things. And I think that's really key with what Charlotte and I do with Creative Kitchen and Innovation Island. We like to bring together all the creative minds we have in our team. Like, we're all creative people. We all can communicate our ideas well, but finding a way to put them into action, I think that's where innovation comes in. It's about doing as opposed to just thinking of ideas.
No, definitely. And would you say it's important to stay on top of education and innovations?
Yeah, 100%. I think making sure the team is all aware of platform innovations, is trying and testing new things, is definitely key for more efficient campaigns in order to stay competitive in the overall advertising market. Above everything, the platform starts to prioritize those campaigns that are taking on board its new features and new innovations.
No, definitely. And you mentioned previously, Adam, that here at Tag we're doing different sessions. Like, in the social team we're doing Innovation Island, and over on Google we're doing Creative Kitchen. Could you maybe explain more about what they are and what was the reason by starting these sessions?
Yeah, I can start with that. So Innovation Island was kind of an idea that myself and Alex had quite a few months back. And it was just kind of a way to get the whole social team together to test, try, even just evaluate new platform innovations that were coming out. I think it is a great way of staying on top of the evolving platforms and getting maybe newer members of the team more confident in trying new things and staying away from the everyday of what we do.
And then Creative Kitchen is basically a rip-off of that. Our like team lead Ashley, she basically said to the team she wanted to do a similar type of meeting, something where we could talk about innovation and ideas and creativity as a group. So I volunteered to lead it with Elizabeth, part of the Google team too. And we kind of, yeah, as Charlotte explained, we take this opportunity to get together, we pick a theme or a topic based around Google, and we bring our ideas to it, and we try to come away with a kind of a list of best practices or takeaway actions we can actually apply from the sessions. So yeah, I think it was very, like, kind of just an interesting idea, I think, to bring together a team and have kind of actionable outcomes from it. I think I speak for, like, everyone, we've all been in those meetings where it's about, let's come up with ideas, and everyone has ideas and can communicate them well, but it's not always necessarily, it doesn't always turn into action. And I think creating a structure through these meetings and these sort of innovation concepts, I think it's a really good idea to bring actual innovation into our work.
No, definitely. And would you say that these sessions have probably encouraged members of the social and the Google team to trial more innovations that the platforms have?
Yeah, definitely. I think myself included, we're a little bit shy or scared to try some new platform innovations that were coming out. We're obviously working with big budgets that aren't our money, so we always want the best outcome for the clients. So we're sometimes a little bit scared to sway away from what we know works best. But yeah, like I said before, the platforms are really pushing us as advertisers to use these new platform innovations, and they wouldn't be coming out with these innovations if they weren't going to work. So it's been a great way for us all to test these new features. And as a team as well, we work on lots of different industries, lots of different objectives. So it's good to get, like, an overall data pool from all these different sectors to, yeah, really build up a bank of data.
Yeah, and I think for the Google team, we've done kind of a lot of sort of broad topics initially, because we've not been running as long as Innovation Island. We did a bit of a feedback session a month or two ago just to get an idea of what sessions people found helpful. Some of the most popular ones were kind of the broader topics, looking at things like insights and reporting, and I guess finding a way where everyone, when you're working in an agency, everyone can kind of do things in their own way and have their own best practices and sort of tips and tricks and guess tools they like to use for things like insights and reporting on Google. So that was probably our most constructive meeting, where we all find ways to kind of hone our reporting in together and find a way to share knowledge of how do we best convey insights to our clients, how do we show that through graphs, functions, tools within the platform. Sessions like that we found were very productive.
Yeah, and would you say that there was any particular examples of this happening in the team, like any tests that have been ran by the whole team to see the outcome of these innovations?
Yeah, from social, we test lots of different things across the platform. So I know Meta brings out lots and lots of new features that we need to try to stay on top of, especially their Advantage Plus range. So currently we are testing the Advantage Plus audience across the campaigns, which is more of like a broader targeting approach, which I think is definitely going to be the way the platforms are going. So it's good to jump on board this right now as soon as possible, so we can start testing and trying this out and across lots of different campaign types, so we know when to use it, when maybe not to use it, and yeah, how to get the best outcome from it for our clients.
Yeah, so you're saying there's tons of new innovations coming out across both of the platforms. So would you be able to share any of the latest innovations or trends that have, like, stood out to you, particularly ones that you feel as though have been improving the campaign performance?
For Google, I think the main sort of focus, and we'll probably talk a bit about it later on, is AI is really what Google's embracing at the minute. It's kind of a buzzword, and they're really trying to incorporate it into the platform. There's like an AI powered certificate now you can do, which educates you on how AI and machine learning is incorporated within Google Ads. I think kind of the innovation at the minute within Google is moving towards more AI based strategies. So currently this month, October, they're going to be releasing a new campaign type called Demand Gen. So that's going to be an evolution of Discovery Ads. For people who don't know, Discovery Ads are very similar to Display. They use responsive image assets and they reach people on different channels to Display. They are more in the Discovery network and places like Gmail. But it's an evolution of what would have been a more standard strategy in terms of just targeting audiences. What the evolution is, it's mostly in the targeting. They're moving towards what's called audience signal targeting. So instead of picking a specific audience and you only target that audience, what we have to do is feed Google with different types of data and information. So it could be custom intent keywords. We can use a remarketing audience in there too, and also demographic details as well. Putting all this information together, you create what's almost like a brand persona or a customer persona, which then you can target. It's much more different than kind of the traditional targeting that used to be used for display, but it's something we're trying to understand as a team. And similarly with broad match as well, it's a keyword type that Google introduced a couple of years ago. It wasn't very popular when it first came out because it didn't necessarily get great results initially, but now they've been really refining it and pushing. We're improving broad match targeting. Here's why you should use it in your keywords, and how you can use it with smart bidding to get the best results. So it's about embracing these new innovations. Like, I think across the team, we're starting to do that in little doses here and there, and we're starting to see better results from it. But yeah, across the board, it's a lot more movement towards AI and automation. And yeah, we're just trying to take advantage of that.
And would you say there's any innovations in particular you've seen working well across any of the social platforms?
Yeah, I'd say actually, listening to Adam, it's very similar across Meta when you look at it in that sort of way. So again, Meta is leaning much more on AI and the data building behind your campaigns and in your ad accounts, to almost create a persona that it knows is going to convert. So leaning on its Advantage Plus audience feature, which is the broader audience, which is taking into account the AI systems that Meta has, we are starting to see a really good performance from these campaigns. Obviously, this differs campaign to campaign. Some of our campaigns are much more specific, where we maybe need to give the campaigns a little bit more direction. But no, I would definitely agree with Adam. The campaigns are definitely going down the route of AI and all this fancy stuff.
And even though there is so many innovations, you say is really interesting to try out. Have you trialed any recently, and you would probably advise maybe to not use them?
Yeah, there's obviously been a couple. Again, going back to Meta and its Advantage Plus bank of features that is coming up with. Advantage Plus Creative is one which we do still use across the campaigns, but this needs to be used with a little bit of precaution. I know a few of our clients have picked out on some ads that look a little bit different to how we send previews over, and this is because when you've selected Advantage Plus Creative, if it thinks the user is going to convert with minimal persuasion, it might just use the CTA as the primary text. So it'll get rid of your whole description, and it will just have like register now as your primary text. So obviously this is not how the client kind of wants to see their ad, but a reminder to everyone that does see ads like this, these people are the most engaged audience. So these people have been on your website loads, they've interacted with your brand loads, and the platform knows that, and it is literally trying everything to try convert you. So it is going to be showing you those sorts of ads. But again, it's just something to watch out for if you are an advertiser. And yeah.
Would you say you came across anything similar on Google?
Yeah, actually really similar. It's the creative side of things as well for Google. On Google Ads, you can choose auto-generated creatives within the ads. One of them is, for example, auto-generated videos, where it'll use photos to create like a video montage for your campaign. We try to steer away from that, and even in terms of like color selection for responsive ads, creative is really important to clients in terms of their brand image and brand tone. And kind of being respectful and mindful, that's really key. And while auto-generated creatives like videos, they can be efficient and they can be really effective for smaller businesses who maybe don't have the budget for a big creative content outlet, they may not be able to make videos. Having that option is really valuable to them, but I think particularly with clients who do have a creative team who can produce high quality creatives, and even ourselves, we've got a content team and we're embracing things like AI creatives and so forth. Yeah, I think moving away from the auto-generated stuff is kind of what we avoid, because kind of like Charlotte said, the quality isn't always there. I think it maybe will get better over time, but for now we tend to kind of steer away from that and keep control over creatives, because it's very important to make sure that you're respectful of your brand's, I guess, brand guidelines in terms of color, language, everything like that.
No, definitely. And you have both mentioned how there is a rise on AI across all platforms. Are you able to say any of the ways that you've been able to use the new AI technologies on social or search?
Go ahead.
I think for Google, as mentioned, the demand gen campaign was the main one that's sort of AI focused, where it's in terms of how it targets people and the placements it uses. It's a much more similar format to Performance Max, and Google is very much modeling campaigns off that, it seems, and that's the direction it's heading in terms of the types of campaigns you'll run. So for anyone who's working with an agency, if you hear them start to talk about demand gen, that's what it is. It's basically a more sort of automated format of display or discovery. But also ChatGPT, it's kind of one we've talked about for months now. It's kind of weird, ChatGPT is just sort of a household name in the space of like a year and a half. But for Google side of things, myself and one of my teammates, Jamie, we're working on an innovation hub to incorporate ChatGPT into our workflow. So we're looking at ways that we can use it to help us with ad copy, keyword targeting, not to replace what we're doing, but to kind of support it in a way where we're just sort of defining time efficiencies, really. That's what we think is most useful for it. There's a lot of chat about how ChatGPT will replace like ad copy, marketers. It needs the human touch currently. Like, you really need to guide it and give it prompts to generate the right quality of ad copy and keywords that you need for your campaigns. So that's something we're working on. How do we teach it to produce ad copy that is always in the right tone, or at least it just gives us a foundation that we can then work from, and saves us time, because I think we all know when you have to write a lot of ad copy in a day, it can get quite difficult, and especially being creative all the time. So having just almost like, if we use it almost as like an idea generator for creative copy, that's a good foundation to use, and I think that's the most effective way we're seeing it. And also looking at things like scripts and quality checks, and other functions that we can use it for. But I don't know about social.
Yeah, I'd say much the same with ChatGPT. So we use it in the same sort of way as what Adam was mentioning. In terms of AI features on platforms, so obviously I've mentioned the Advantage Plus audience. LinkedIn is rolling out predictive audiences. So this is LinkedIn's kind of AI alternative for audience targeting. And also Meta is now starting to like pre-generate some ad copy for you. Not always the most trusted or the best quality, but it's definitely going down that route of giving you some ad copy suggestions and taking a copy from previous campaigns and creating some examples for you that way. So I can definitely see more AI advancements coming to the platform soon.
Yeah, no, and speaking of future advancements, do you both see any future innovations coming? Have you got any predictions for social or on search?
This is something that we do tend to talk about a bit in the office, like amongst the Google team. It's like, oh, what do we think is going to happen with Google? Because there's been a lot of changes in the platform in the last few years. I think the kind of joke at the minute is, oh, the future is broad match, because that's the keyword type they always push. They say this is going to get to the best results. They're starting to change the definitions of other keyword types. For people who don't know, on Google search, you have three keyword types at the minute. You have your exact, so that matches exactly what people search for. Your phrase, which is a close similarity, and broad, which is more leaning into the kind of machine learning AI side of things, where you'll use the Google algorithm to target what it believes is the most relevant search term for that. And it pushes it saying, oh, this is going to work best with your smart bidding. But the issue is that is lack of control, I would say. And similar with Performance Max and Demand Gen, Google's kind of become a bit black box in some ways with these new campaigns, which can be somewhat challenging and frustrating when you're working with it. But it seems to be the way the platform is going, and it's just figuring out how we embrace it and use it in the right way to get the best results. But yeah, the future seems to be a lot more automation in terms of campaign types, bringing things together as opposed to loads of individual strategies, and yeah, focusing on much broader targeting.
And do you have any predictions for the social platforms?
Yeah, I would say it's, again, very similar to what Adam was saying there. Social is also heading down like the broad targeting route of things. But I guess like as our job as PPC experts, it is our job to know when to apply these, how to apply these properly, to make sure we're still providing the best creative ad copy, things like that, to make sure we are targeting the right people and to direct those AI broad audience targeting campaigns in the right direction. And yeah, just keeping around best practices and adopting conversion strategies and things to find our correct audience.
Definitely. I'm excited to see what new innovations are rolled out on the platforms in the next few months. So thank you both for joining us today.
Thank you, Beth.
No problem.
Squadcast, the Tag Digital podcast. Listen to the Squadcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify.